Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to this extra special rushed out episode of Musicals with Cheese. I am joined, as always, by my good friend and co-host, Andrew DeWolf. How are you doing, Andrew?
Oh, I was doing just great until this came up. My goodness.
We have an announcement for you.
A special announcement.
Our podcast, which you know you've enjoyed in one part every week, will now be released in half segments every other week. You know, yeah,
instead of a mid show, we're just going to cut it there. We're gonna do two.
Yeah. You know, the first week, it's going to be all us talking about it. Then where the mid show is, the episode will just end. And then next week, we'll talk about the songs.
And if you think about it, you're actually getting more content, because even though it's the same amount of content, I mean, it's twice as many episodes.
Yeah. Really. So Andrew, Bree, and I, and all the cast and crew pledge to create nothing less than an experience that honors its foundations for all of our fans who've waited for our podcast, and to offer a thrilling, fantastical world of dynamic podcasting that invites all those who are unfamiliar.
Sent from my cheese phone.
All right. So. Literally about an hour ago, John M. Chu, the director of the upcoming Wicked movie, announced that the Wicked movie, which has been in development hell for nearly 20 years, is not being released as one film, but two. Andrew, why don't you just read the press release? Or how about I tell the full story? So around, I want to say, 10 a.m. today, John M. Chu tweeted good morning with a green vial. And do you remember the green vial in the Wicked musical?
Yeah.
It's what the wizard used to date rape Elphaba's mother.
I remember it.
It's musical. And then an hour later, he says, "So there's something I have to tell you, ... in a very Trumpian manner. And then, special hashtag Wicked movie announcement. Peace sign, director's clapper, witch broom, poppies, green heart, sent from my Oz phone." And Andrew, why don't you just tell us what that says?
Oh, boy. So you just want me to read the release here? Is that...
Yeah. No, this is a letter sent from his Oz phone. I don't know what you're talking about, press release.
Right. This is the Oz phone, sent from Oz phone. All right. I think I'm going to try to read it as initially how you're supposed to interpret it, which is Special wicked announcement! Thank you for all the support these past several months in anticipation of the Wicked movie. We have so many exciting things to share, but for now I'm giving you one, or rather two. Here's what happened. As we prepared the production over the last year, it became increasingly clear that it would be impossible to wrestle the story of Wicked into a single film without doing some real damage to it. As we tried to cut songs or trim characters, those decisions began to feel like fatal compromises to the source material that has entertained us all for so many years. So we decided to give ourselves a bigger canvas and make not just one Wicked movie, but two!
What?! That's not allowed!
With more space, we can tell the story of Wicked as it was meant to be told, while bringing even more depth and surprise to the journeys of these beloved characters.
Oh boy! Oh, great! Continue, please.
Cynthia, Ariana, and I, and all of the cast and crew, pledged to create nothing less than an experience that honors its foundation for all the fans who have waited for this movie, and to offer a thrilling, fantastical world full of dynamic characters that invites in those who are unfamiliar. So get ready, because Wicked is finally coming to you on successive Christmas holidays.
A full year, guys.
Beginning December 2024. Until then, I will be keeping you up to date throughout rehearsals, the shoot, and even editing. Here we go. Hashtag Wicked Movies.
Sent from my Oz phone.
Remember when they did that, when they did The Hobbit in three parts?
Yes, you know, the shortest book of the Tolkien thing in an entire trilogy for no reason. Everyone loved that.
That was really good. Everyone really enjoyed that and was very popular, successful change.
So Wicked's a pretty short musical as far as musicals go. Let's be clear. It's like an hour and 40, including intermission. And unlike most musicals, which have the structure of like basically two complete halves, Wicked actually has a three-act structure that suits a movie with very few changes. Were we really that afraid to cut the fucking goat song? Really?
They didn't have to cut anything. I feel like they could have just done all of it. I mean, how long are movies nowadays? Like 3 hours, 4 hours?
Batman was 2 hours, 52 minutes. People sat through that. I sat through that.
It's like, I don't like that, but obviously it's widely accepted and you can do it. So are we really, and this is my worry, is this going to be 2 3-hour movies?
That is the question, Andrew. So Twitter, how do you think the reaction would be to this? Because you've seen Wicked, you know what Wicked is like and what to expect from that
overwhelmingly
show.
Negative, although I haven't actually looked.
Yeah, Twitter is not happy with this. My initial reaction was guttural, like disgust and what? Why? How? It makes no logistical sense to me in any way aside from, well, this will make money. Now, let's talk about the studio producing the Wicked movie. Do you know who it is?
I can't say I do. My guess would be like Warner Brothers, but...
No, sir. Au contraire, mon frère. It is Universal Pictures. You know, the studio that brought us such musical hits as Dear Evan Hansen and Cats.
They don't like musicals, do they?
They're trying
to kill the genre. They're like, if we just make enough bad ones in a row, no one will ever want to watch one of these again.
Maybe, but they've had the rights to Wicked basically since it came out, because I think Universal were co-producers of the original stage show, so they had first grabs at the Wicked movie. And like on the Universal backlot tour, they've had a poster for Wicked, like, we're gonna do the Wicked movie, promise, one of these days, ever since like 2003. So they've been, this is a big thing coming. They know when this happens, it'll make oodles and doodles of money, right?
Yeah, so they're just like, what if we did it twice?
Yes. Wicked is a very simple story. It's about a girl that like gets corrupted-ish by the media and then, you know, is viewed as a villain. There's not much to it. It's a novelty show with some good pop songs.
I mean, honestly, the reason it's good is that it's so simplistic. It's very easy to get into.
Yes, it is a very easy watch. And we liked John M. Chu's other musical from last year, In the Heights. We thought he did a pretty good job with the movie musical there. And when I heard he was directing Wicked, I'm like, yeah, that works.
I want to say I do not think that this is the director's choice.
No.
I am absolutely certain. Obviously, the director's not going to come out and be like, this is an awful decision, but I have to do it. You know, they have to do this, you know?
Okay, I'm confused. All right, so let's look at the song list in Wicked. So do you remember most of the songs in Wicked? I'm assuming.
I remember a lot of them, but I don't know if I could say most. I mean,
like, Wicked, I feel like it's pretty top heavy with songs to begin with. Like, so we got No One Warrants a Wicked, which opens the show. It's a big, like, she's dead and all that. Then we have Dear Old Shiz, which is easily cuttable number. Like, it's just a transition so that the girl that plays Elphaba has time to change into her school outfit. That is why that song is there. It is serving a functional use.
And that's if you even need to cut it, because, again, this is not even that long.
No, it isn't.
You don't even have to cut the songs. You honestly could do all of them.
You really could. Les Mis did all of them, and that movie made a good amount of money for its budget.
Yeah, but yeah, there are songs like you could cut that. If you really are like, man, this has to be a short movie, like, okay.
But even looking at this, The Wizard and I, Keep It, I Want Song, What Is This Feeling? Fun song. Something Bad, plot song, the kind of boring, change it to dialogue, fine. Dancing Through Life, Keep, popular, too iconic, I'm Not That Girl, need it for the Eponine. One Short Day, like, what songs are they thinking about cutting? Is my question. That is so fundamental to the structure of the show. Because what is his exact words? It became clear that it would be impossible to wrestle the story of Wicked in a single film without doing some real damage. I can see a lot of things going without damage being done, to be honest. Cut the Wizards two songs, even though Andrew loves them for some reason.
I thought they were fun. I don't even see why that's even necessary. Movies are so fucking long right now.
And people still go to see them.
Yeah, it's like the movie, like, I understand why a movie would be longer than a stage show, because you can, like, film transitions and stuff that you don't really do on a stage show. And,
yeah.
But really, how much longer? Like, even if it's an hour longer, it's still, like, shorter than Endgame.
I don't think it would be stretching to even call it an hour longer. So we have to wonder, what are they doing? What do you think they're doing here, Andrew? I know the point that we're making is they're doing this to make money, which, yeah, we all see the big red flags there. But what happens in the first act of Wicked? She basically goes with Elphaba to Emerald City, finds out bad things are happening to animals, and then she finds out the wizard's behind it and then takes off. Second act, she reconciles with that. That's it. That's the entirety of Wicked.
Yeah,
and
those are not independent stories, really.
No.
So it's going to really ruin the structure to split these apart.
Yes. Now, let's say another musical, which I think would have been benefited for something like this, is Into the Woods. Into the Woods are two complete full stories that would have actually been very effective as two separate films, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
I could at least understand the argument.
In like a typical musical with just two acts that is on the longer side, sometimes they are kind of unrelated, two different stories, or stories that are related to each other but not necessary to tell one after another, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see that as a movie being split up. This I can't really.
No, it's because Wicked in its conception feels more like a film in its story narrative. Like, you got a very front-loaded act one and two, and then a really rough third act, like, that kind of gets you right to the end. Which is kind of the problem with Wicked, the stage show. And I brought this up in a conversation I had with Emily and Christy, that the problem with Wicked as a musical is it doesn't have the structure of a musical. It has a structure of a movie. And now we're turning into a movie and we're turning into a structure of a stage show. What the fuck are we doing here?
Well, I mean, the integrity of the show needs it, though. And you know what's going to happen, too, is act one and two, as you're saying, are going to be the first movie. And then act three is going to be the second movie.
That's the right? Draft. Yes.
I mean, that's what they're going to do.
That's in theory what they're going to do.
There's absolutely no way they're not going to end the first movie with Defying Gravity.
Right. And now the question is, are they just going to add a bunch of new shit to Act 2 and make it its own thing, where they have a new narrative and include all the songs? And then, because the one only part that anyone really likes about Act 2 of Wicked is post-Elphaba meeting up with Fiero and all that. Maybe they're going to expand out the Wizard of Oz section where they, like, show. Oh, that might actually be what the fuck they're doing now that I think about it. Holy shit. Now talking about, they want to remake the Wizard of Oz and have the Wicked side of it, because that is not done in the stage show. You know that's what they're doing.
I don't know that's what they're doing. I would say that is what they're doing if it was by the people that made Wizard of Oz the movie, but how are they going to do it? You can't. They don't have the rights.
Let's think about this. The Wizard of Oz stories, the actual wonderful Wizard of Oz tales, are in the public domain. Anyone can use them. They cannot reference the MGM film, though. That is.
Yeah, but when people say remake the Wizard of Oz, they want the Wizard of Oz songs.
But they got the Wicked songs.
They're not the same songs.
I'm just telling you what I can see this argument.
Look, I don't know. I don't like this at all. Because even if it somehow ends up being good, I think it's just a bad precedent.
It is.
And they've done this before. Like that Harry Potter book that they split into two, which they should not have split into two. And then I think with that one, you ended up with like one movie that was just like padded and boring. And then the other movie was like all of the good stuff.
Yeah. But which side is going to have the good stuff in this one?
Probably Act One.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think that Act One is just basically going to be the same?
Act One has too much actual stuff and like popular songs to really change anything, I think.
Yeah. I mean, all the big famous ones in Wicked are in Act One, like popular Dancing Through Life, Defying Gravity. You have the ones that people know, like For Good and all that in Act Two and No Good Deed, but they're not like the heavy hitters. And they've already said, Stephen Schwartz, that he's writing new songs for the Wicked movie. That's been said for at least 5-6 years now.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know.
The only opportunity I see here is them implementing the Wizard of Oz story into it and showing the Wicked Witch her side of that, because that is something of a wasted opportunity from the stage show that they don't interact, at least from the mind of, say, a person that loves money and Universal.
I could see the average moviegoer wanting to see
Dorothy and the Lion and the Tin Man and all that shit in a more fulfilling space.
Because like, they don't really even show up at all in the stage show. They're just kind of referenced.
Yeah, so I imagine that's what I think they're doing, and I don't like... And then me trying to unpack this is not me saying I like it. It's me trying to understand the mindset, because up to this point, I was just so confused.
I mean, I had that thought that that might be what they'd go for. Just, I don't think I want to see that.
No.
If you look at the story from, like, you know, what actually matters to the story perspective, that doesn't add anything at all other than just, like, remember this?
Yes, it'll be the Avengers Endgame of musical theater movies.
Yeah, it's just not, like, remember not Wizard of Oz? Anyway. Like, yeah, I remember Wizard of Oz. Cool.
But
I thought you were doing something different.
We should talk about the fact that the Wicked musical is based on a book, which is decidedly a very, very, very different piece, a different beast altogether than the Wicked musical.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Is this, are they basing this on the book more than the show? Is that what they're saying?
No, I do not believe that's what they're doing. Other people are suggesting it, but I just don't think that's what's going to happen.
Does anyone even care about the book at this point?
There are some fans, but it's just a very political story, very overtly sexual. There's like an animal orgy scene, like Elphaba and Glinda make out. Like, it's much more implied that the wizard raped Elphaba's mother. Like, there's some real...
Well, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that you really can't cut from the story. I mean, without a fatal compromise.
That's the thing that he's like, oh, we need the animal orgy. Come on.
It's like, well, they cut it from the stage show, so...
yeah, it's the politics of Munchkinland, which, yeah, that is a big part of the book, and it's not good. The book isn't good, guys. I guess a lot of people like it, but...
My full thought here is just, even if it ends up being good, I'm still going to be disappointed because I'd rather just have one good movie than two.
It'll be like It and It Chapter 2, where everyone kind of liked It Chapter 1, It the first one, and then the second one was just kind of hot garbage. And now no one watches either.
I just don't quite understand why, like, in It, they didn't just do one movie.
I almost understood in It, because It is kind of broken up into two distinct sections, in a way. I almost understood that argument.
The problem is that the second section is just bad.
Yes.
And that's why the first movie is good and the second movie isn't.
But have you watched the first It movie since that second one came out?
No, I haven't.
No one has, because that second one ruins the first one retroactively. And I think that's the situation we might be in here.
Well, I know that I watched all three of the Hobbit movies. And
you did?
Yeah, and I was hugely disappointed, and I was just like, man, if this was just one movie, it probably would have been good.
I gave up after the second one. I'm like, I'm done. This is bad. This is a bad experience. So how long do you think each part is going to be? Do you think they're going to be their own, like, two-ish hour movie? Or do you think they'll give us a tight 90 minutes like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Well, that's my real worry. Like, movies are kind of expected to be like at least 2 hours at this point, if not more. Like, when was the last time like a big movie came out that was 90 minutes long?
Sonic the Hedgehog, probably. Okay. But then the sequel is like 2.5 hours. Everything Everywhere All at Once was like 90 minutes, and that felt great.
Sure, but that wasn't like a...
No.
That didn't even get like a full release, did it?
It
did eventually, but it didn't at first.
Yeah.
So they're saying that they can't fit it all into a 2 hour slot.
Which is a lie. That is a lie, fundamentally.
Well, yes, but they're saying that's the case. So does that mean that they have, like, 6 hours of material and we're going to get 2 3-hour movies? Because if that's the case, I might not even want to watch this shit.
Andrew, we have to for content.
Oh,
you know we're going to fucking watch this if we're still doing this show somehow in 2024.
Movies have just gotten bad. What happened to movies?
You know what movie I watched recently that just reminded me of how good movies used to be? The Quick and the Dead, which is a film that was a flop and got bad reviews. And I'm like, no, this movie's fantastic. And they just didn't understand good things when they had it back in the day.
I mean, there's still, like, good movies that come out. But, like, it feels like big budget, like, you know, AAA type movies or whatever they call them in the movie scene. They're all just long and bloated and padded, and like, can we just tell like a story?
You know what movie definitely tried to tell a story, but you know what, we just decided not to accept it, Andrew?
What's
Dear that? Evan Hansen. They just wanted to tell a story about a little boy that told a lot of lies.
Okay, on the real though,
yeah,
Dear Evan Hansen, they got to fit in 2 hours.
Yeah.
How the fuck could you not fit Wicked in 2 hours?
They got Les Mis to fit into a movie that made money.
Yeah, you cannot tell me that Les Mis has less plot than fucking Wicked. Have you seen the book Les Mis? It's a fucking encyclopedia.
Yes, I have. I read it when I was in high school because, you know, I hate
the thing
myself.
Is like this fucking big.
It is. You're
and
not
I fit
wrong.
That in one movie.
Wicked is just so important, Andrew. Like the good girl becomes bad and then green, bad green girl.
Yeah.
Are they going to cut out all the Bush era politics?
That would be nice. I'm sure they'll just replace them with Trump era politics, but
Biden era politics.
Whatever.
The Oz gas prices are too high because we're at war with Hogwarts.
Bruh.
I'm just so deeply baffled by this decision. And it's like, I don't understand any net positive of this because I feel like the second one's probably going to get canceled in between, or an actor is going to get canceled in between.
Or even if they're both good, if I want to watch Wicked, now I have to watch 6 hours of content.
You're right. Okay, that is a good point. If I want to tell my friend how great the musical Wicked is, and the only way I can legally show them a good version of Wicked is going to be a 6-hour, 2-part fucking event movie, what the hell?
It's like, all right, well, I could have showed them like an hour and a half movie. They probably would have enjoyed that. But now they're like, oh, let's make a goddamn event and stay up all fucking night and watching like Lord of the Rings.
If you want the musical equivalent of Lord of the Rings, people can't even handle watching The Sound of Music once a year. And that also has an intermission.
Lord of the Rings, if that came out now, that would have been like 9 movies.
Yeah.
They made every single one of the Lord of the Rings books, which are thick books, into one movie. One movie each. So don't say that Lord of the Rings or whatever, oh, they did it. Because each one of those movies is only one book. So, you know.
And each one of those movies made a lot of money at 3 hours in length, which is also important to clarify. 3-hour movies make money.
Okay. I don't know. This is an annoying one. I don't like this. I feel like there's no good reason for it other than just they think they can sell it twice. Like they just think, oh, we can sell this movie 2 times.
Yeah, so. I have no answers. Just overall confusion. Andrew, what would you do if you were the director of the Wicked movie and the studio comes to you saying, hey, this is our last musical tentpole we own. The last two we held on to really blew up in our fucking faces.
I know what's a good idea. We'll fucking do something that will get a ton of negative press and nobody will be like, that'll really sell this third one that we have.
Yeah, it's the last one, I think. It's the last musical they own. Like, because they held on to Cats forever. They got Dear Evan Hansen when the iron was hot. And they've had Wicked forever because every time they've gotten a director, they've quit or whatever the fuck. This movie was thought to be cursed for so long, Andrew.
Well, apparently they were right because, you know, now it's 2 movies.
Do you know anything about the casting choices that were announced like a couple months ago?
No, I don't.
It's Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Okay.
And people were like very against Ariana Grande, strangely.
I'll be honest, I don't know enough about Ariana Grande to have any opinion.
Well, they're like, she's a pop star. And then other people tend to forget she got her start at a fucking Jason Robert Brown musical. And then after that, she was on Nickelodeon doing comedy for 10 years. Like, she has both acting chops and stage chops. And then she also just became super popular. So if there's anyone to do it, it should be fine that it's her.
Also, being a pop star and being in Wicked are not like...
That's a good thing. That's a net positive.
Yeah. Isn't like one of the Wicked songs like literally just a pop song at this point?
Yeah, it's popular. Ariana Grande did a cover of Popular. And yeah.
Okay. As long as you can emote while you're singing, I think you're okay.
Yeah, I think so too. I was actually pretty excited for this movie and really this dropped my excitement to the fucking down below dinosaur bones.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I thought that this could have been good, and now I'm just like, this is just going to be a fucking slog, isn't it? It's going to be, like, padded to shit. And
I can't imagine what they could do to the first act to make it longer, or are they just going to create a new second half of the movie?
Also, how is that first act going to, like, resolve?
With Defying Gravity and her running off and everyone, it's going to have Empire Strikes Back and it'll say continued in part 2 or some shit like that. I can see it right now.
Yeah.
It worked once, guys. It literally only worked once. It has never worked again ever since.
Also, what if the first part is bad?
Yeah, big what if there. Are you
like
gonna
the
dedicate...
first part is bad? Are we gonna have the second part? Is that just gonna be gone, and then we're gonna have half the Wicked movie?
What if it's like Morbius levels bad? where they like, so like, we got Michael Keaton, we're gonna have him fight Spider-Man. The movie's just so terrible, so unwatchable. Like, if it's Dear Evan Hansen level of meme quality terrible,
they're probably gonna film both the movies at the same time, so they might just put it out anyways. But
direct to HBO Max or whatever the fuck, or direct to Peacock.
Well, I have no more to say. I've expressed all of my opinions on this.
Alrighty.
This is a bad decision. That's all I've got.
What is your guys' thoughts, though? Let us know over on our Twitter page, at Cheesy Musicals. And you know what? Later this week, we got a pretty fun episode coming out. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. So we'll see you again. You got a little extra. You got a little extra salt on your taco this week.
I'm salty, all right.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on more wicked news on this wicked channel, all right?
Okay. Maybe we can get the Sonic thing happening. We'll just, everybody hates this so much, they don't do it.
Honestly, that was the thing I wanted to bring up. Like, do you think we could get them to undo this with, like, enough social media backlash? Because I don't want this. Nobody wants this. No one was like, oh boy, great, more wicked.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Andrew's tired. We got to let him go to bed. He got to have his little anger boy nap.
Hopefully they don't. Hopefully they don't follow through with this, but I just don't. I don't see how that's happening.
Yeah, they seem pretty excited about this and thought that everyone was going to be real pumped about it, but it's not. It's not how it's looking, guys. But you know what? We'll see you next time on Musicals with Cheese. Bye-bye, folks.
Bye, everybody.
No one mourns the wicked. No one!
Leap, it's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. And you can't pull me down.
Can't I make you understand? You're having delusions of grandeur.
Through accepting limits. Someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I did our part, defying gravity. Kiss me good.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.